let's review Psachim Daf Chav Dalit. So after learning that Rabbi Shimon Levi rejected the notion that we can derive the Yisra'na of Chametz from the word Lo Ye'achel, the Gemara suggested a different source for the Yisra'na. The phrase Be'eshti Saref, we said in yesterday's Daf, originally used in the context of Karban Chatos, whose blood was supposed to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChiton, but was incorrectly brought into the Heichel. So that teaches us that Chametz is Asibana. This works based on the concept of a Me'eno Inyan. Chatos really has nothing to do with Chametz, but if a particular phrase is not needed to teach anything in its original context, we could apply it to a totally different halacha. The high Bekodesh Beish Tisreif Lahach Yudasa. The Gemara asks that the phrase of Bekodesh Beish Tisreif is already used by Rabbi Shimon to teach that all kachi kachim that become pasul should be burned in the Azara. So it's not free to teach anything about an Yisra'na from Chametz. Instead, Rabbi Yonason suggests the source for the Yisra'na from Chametz and from Shomer Niskal is the phrase Lo Ye'echel that was originally said in the context of Nosar from some of the karbanos that were brought in the Chanukah Samishkan. This drasha also works based on the concept of Im Einu Inyan. Ay, v'hai lo yechal lahach yudasa. Gemara asks that phrase is already used by Rabbi Lazar to teach that it's a violation of a losase, teed any kachi kachim that became possible. So rather, the third possibility, Amar Bai Liyola Mikrokama. Bai suggests the real source for the Yisra'na from Chametz and Shor Niskal is from the original pasuk we quoted about the Karban Chatas, but from a different phrase in the pasuk. Instead of deriving the Yisra'na from Be'ish Tisaref, Abai derives it from the phrase lo sochal. Amalir of Papla Abai, ve'emali yichudi le'lav l'gufei udasar. If Papa rejects that because the phrase lo sochal may be needed to teach that it's a violation of a lo sase to eat the chatos chutz whose blood was brought bifnim, something that we could not have derived from a blazer's use of the pasuk lo yachel in the context of nosar, since the pasuk is a lav shebuchalos. A lo sase that includes many different halachos, and the rule is, ain't lokin a lav shebuchalos. There's no malchus for a lav shebuchalos. So, Elam Rav Papa, fourth suggestion. Rav Papa finally suggests fourth possible source for the Yisra'na from Chametz, the phrase lo yachel that was said in the context of karbanos that became tamei. We already know that there's nisr to eat such karbanos based on the hekesh between kachim and maaser sheni. So that phrase is therefore extra to be used in the style of im eino inyan to teach us that chametz is aser banas. Amalei Ravina Ravashi ve'im lavra lav b'shnei lavin. Ravina's Ravashi, maybe the pasuk is still needed in its original context, cannot be applied to chametz, and because we could use it in its original context, teach that somebody who eats tamei karbanos violates multiple lavin, just like eating certain insects is a violation of 4, 5, 6 los assays. So the Gemara answers, now the rule is, we only use Pesukim to teach multiple lavin as a last resort when there's no other possible drasha to be made from the Pasuk. But over here, we can use the Pasuk to teach an Yisra'na from Chametz. Once we've established that this phrase in this particular Pasuk is the source for Yisra'na of Chametz, the Gemara darshens from other phrases in the Pasuk that even Eitzim Lavona, the wood and the frankincense of Hegdish, can become tummy like food, even though they're not edible, and therefore Lechora shouldn't be subject to Tumas Ochlin, and that there's a los hasei to eat a murin, the parts of a carbon that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, that become tummy. All this from other phrases in the pasuk. Am Rabbi Yavo, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Yisurin Shabbatari and Lokan Aleina Ela Derech Achilasan. Rabbi Yavo says that one is chayiv for any, one is not chayiv rather for any Yisra Achila unless he eats the food in a normal way. Therefore, a person is not chayiv for eating raw chaylev because it's an abnormal way to eat chaylev. Another version of Rabbi Yavo's rule is that one is also not chayiv for any Yisra Hana'a unless he benefits from it in the normal way. Therefore, a person is not chayiv for rubbing chaylev of a shor niskal in his wound because it's not a normal way to benefit from it. Am Rabbi Zera Afananami Tanin. Rabbi Zera tries to prove this rule of Rabbi Yavo from the Mishnah in Trumos, which says that if a person drinks the juices of Arla, fruits other than the olives and of Arla fruits, other than olives and grapes, he's not chayiv, presumably because those fruits are not meant for juicing. So the benefit is therefore shelo kederech hanasan. Abayi says, that's not a good raya, because the reason there's no chayiv for drinking the juices of these other fruits is that the juices are considered zeya bialma, the condensation of the fruit, they're not Arla fruit itself. Amar Abayi, kol modim kederech kerem shelokin aleinu flu shelo kederech hanasan. Abayi suggests that kederech kerem is the exception to the rule, and one would certainly be chayiv even for benefiting in an unusual way, because the Yisra'na is not expressed by the Torah with the term achila. In the next daf, we're going to explain the questions on the statement of Abaye that begin at the very end of our daf.